is the call of the loon, a familiar sound in Maine, where the loon population is strong and healthy. But it's a sound people in Massachusetts don't hear very often. Between hunting and shoreline development, loons were eradicated from southern New England back in the late 1800s. They've been slow to return, though now an ambitious project is trying to jumpstart the process and help restore this beloved species by capturing young chicks in Maine, bringing them south, and convincing them that Massachusetts is their new home. From WBUR and Maine Public Radio, Miriam Wasser and Susan Charon have this story.
On a small lake in Raymond, Maine, cabin lights are blinking on, and the smell of dinnertime barbecue is in the air. As if on cue, a pair of loons announce their presence to an approaching motorboat.
We have the opportunity. This is what we like to do, is find them before sunset. Sometimes you could be searching for an hour or two before you find them.
Lucas Savoy, a wildlife biologist with the nonprofit Biodiversity Research Institute, has piloted the boat to the north end of the lake. He and several volunteers have come in search of a six-week-old loon chick.
We only take one chick from a two-chick brood. If there was a single brood, we wouldn't take that, because that would be more disruptive to a parent or a loon parent if they lost all of their chicks.
For non-scientists, there's more than a twinge of sadness at separating loon families. But Savoy and others at the Institute are focused on the greater goal, using reparation funds from a 2003 oil spill to restore loons to their historic range. Capturing them is no easy feat. Loons are elusive. They have excellent vision, which is why the team likes to locate the parents and the chick before the sun goes down, maintain a little bit of distance, and then move in quietly once it gets dark. Using a spotlight, one person tries to disorient the birds, while another maneuvers a long-handled net. With a quick scoop, a chick is in the boat and flailing about. Not yet sprouting the distinctive black and white plumage of its parents, it's about the size of a large duck. Once on shore, it's examined by a vet, put in a special container, and driven south in an air-conditioned truck.
After crossing two state lines, the young loon ends up at the Assawomset Pond Complex, a series of freshwater reservoirs and ponds in Lakeville, Massachusetts. And on a crisp autumn morning, Dave Evers, the executive director of the Biodiversity Research Institute and one of the country's leading loon experts, walks through an overgrown path in the woods to a picturesque shoreline on one of the lakes.
Here, we'll just step over here.
About 20 feet from the edge of the water are a series of partially submerged pens. Under the care of biologists, the chicks from Maine live in these pens until they're about 10 weeks old and showing signs that they're ready to fly.
They get to that point where they want to fledge. They want to start testing their wings.
Evers says that keeping the birds penned until they're ready to fly is the key to the whole loon restoration project.
When they leave the lakes here, they probably look down. This is where I'm at. And that's what gets imprinted on their brains. Like, this is the place to come back. This is home.
Loons are a highly territorial bird. And after spending the winter on the ocean, they return to the same freshwater lake or pond every spring. They're really slow to colonize new areas, even if there's prime breeding habitat not too far away.
It would take decades, I think, for loons to get here on their own, so this is a way to jumpstart this population.
But before they can be set free, the chicks have to survive in captivity. And as Evers often says, there's a reason you don't see loons in a zoo. Raising young loons has involved a lot of trial and error. Take feeding. At first, the team struggled just to get the birds to eat. They'd put live fish into the pen, but the loons wouldn't dive for them. Then they realized that in the wild, when adult loons bring their chicks fish, they slap them across the surface of the water to signal that it's time to eat. By pouring fish through a PVC pipe into the pen, the team found that they could mimic the slapping sound. This is the first time a project like this has been attempted with loons, and it's already showing signs of success. Several birds that were translocated a few years ago have returned to Massachusetts. And this summer, one of them had a chick on a lake in Fall River.
Massachusetts is particularly well set up for an expanding loon population.
This is Andrew Vitz, the Massachusetts State Ornithologist. He's excited about the prospect of restoring a native species like loons, in part, he says, because the birds have the potential to help us restore local ecosystems. With their voracious appetite for fish, loons are a great indicator of environmental toxins like lead and mercury. And with their distinct calls, striking features, and charismatic personality, they really draw people in.
They're like eagles. People really are pulled to them and they want to help. And it's a great way to motivate conservation action.
Just after sunrise on a foggy November morning, biologist Lucas Savoy wades into a lake, cradling one of the captive chicks. He hands the bird to a local volunteer who places it in the water. She lets go, and the loon begins to swim away.
It feels really good to let them go and to know that they have a much bigger area now here.
This chick will hang out here for a few more weeks, feeding and perfecting its flying skills, before heading to the ocean for the winter. And if everything goes according to plan, she will return to this spot in a couple of years to have chicks of her own. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miriam Wasser.
And for Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.